Life moves fast, but you have the power to freeze time with family portraits from Lauren Campbell Photography. How does Lauren work? She'll capture as many images as possible during your photo shoot in her studio in Windsor Heights, your home, or an outdoor location. After each session, she provides you with a web gallery of the best photos, cropped and edited. This usually includes fun and candid photos that really capture the moment. Freeze time with LaurenCampbellPhotography.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits of any size. Aureon.com. And Action Coach Monty Wyatt and Live to Lead with John Maxwell, Carly Fiorina, Daniel Pink, and Deborah Searle. That's Live, the number two, leaddesmoines.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have dialed in once again today. With us in studio, actually on our remote studio, because we love doing this in real life among real people all over the metro, is Monty Wyatt. Monty Wyatt is Action Coach Monty Wyatt, and he is bringing back for the fifth year something called Live to Lead in October. Monty, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here again.
Michael, great to be here. Appreciate it.
This is, you've been with us a couple of times now.
Yes.
Tell us more about your business. And I, off mic, I asked you how things are going. He said it couldn't be better. In fact, it could maybe slow down a little bit. I'm with you, brother. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
I help executives, CEOs, and their leadership teams add zeros to their organization.
There you go.
And I do that by helping them bring clarity to how they lead and manage their organization.
So they're not necessarily working on their or in their business, they're working on their business.
Absolutely. Yeah. I help people with strategic thinking and execution planning. And we need to think big picture. We get so stuck in today, what's right in front of us, and we don't really have clarity of where we're headed and why we're working so hard.
Yeah, what is it about entrepreneurs, especially, or small business people, that they don't take that time for clarity, and they don't often take that time to just shut the door and work on their business versus in it?
You know, it's interesting. It's not just small business. It's every size of business, yeah. Especially CEOs and executives that are having a hard time. They're just making today's pay bills. You know, they're getting payroll, they're getting things done, but they aren't slowing down to say, where are we intentionally taking our focus and our business?
And it does take some time to do that. And if you're in the weeds all day long and you don't have that clarity, that can really stymie.
It's a different skill set. It really is, to think differently of where are we guiding our business? What is the opportunity we're going after? How are we influencing them?
And you've been doing this a long time.
I'm starting my 15th year.
Wow. What did you do before this, Monty?
I actually have a degree at Iowa State in ag business.
Get out of here.
And went to work for a manufacturer for 14 years and was in sales and sales training, sales management, marketing management, survived 3 mergers, 6 moves, and finally after that much time of traveling, my wife and I said, that's enough. So in 2004, we left that world and started a new one.
Yeah, and this whole idea of being a business coach is not unique. There are many individuals out there that do this, but you've got also some resources in the background, correct?
Absolutely. I use content from multiple people. Action Coach Business Coaching is the name of my organization, and we are a global franchise of business coaches. There's over 1,000 of us around the world. I'm also associated with John Maxwell Team, which focuses on leadership. I'm associated with Jeffrey Gittimer, who's all about sales. So there's a lot of content that I'm pulling from other areas as well.
And how much time do you spend working on your business?
You know, it seems like I work on my business on the weekends, early in the morning or late at night. That's how that works, I think.
You and me both, brother. Yeah. I'm with you on all of that. Well, you're bringing back something called Live to Lead, and this is headlined by the great John Maxwell. Tell us a little bit, for those who may not know who John is, give us a little preview of this guy.
John Maxwell has probably written close to 80 books on leadership, and every book, he makes it real to how every person can influence others more. And that's how he defines leadership, is influence. And influence in how we communicate, how we interact, how we listen, how we have to lead ourselves first.
Mm.
And so he's written books over probably the last 40 years, and he has really put this event together. There's going to be over 300 sites around the world and in over 30-some countries, which is amazing, all on the same day. And it's a live simulcast. He's live. All of the speakers are live in Atlanta, and it's simulcasted live right here in Des Moines, which is
fun. Are there other locations in Iowa where this is going to happen?
I believe Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, Sioux City, Omaha.
Sure.
There are some throughout the state.
Got it. Monty Wyatt is our guest, Action Coach Monty Wyatt. He is bringing back for the fifth year Live to Lead, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But who comes to this, Monty?
You know, that's a great question, and I answer it as anybody who wants to grow their personal leadership skills. Those that have attended in the past are business owners. They're executive teams that come as an organization together. They're CEOs. But it's also the average person who wants to learn how to lead themselves better or their small business better. And again, leadership is not about position. It's about action and how you influence other people. And so everyone should and can be a leader.
And one of the individuals, of course, is John Maxwell, who is world-renowned in his opportunity to influence people and talk about leadership. But there's a couple of other speakers here that people will recognize almost immediately. Carly Fiorina, the former director, former CEO of HP, and former candidate for president, is on the ticket as well.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Each year, they have a number of different speakers, and they all have different perspectives. And that's what I love, having Carly be one of the speakers, talking about her experience and influence from starting in a low-level position and moving to CEO of a company has been very powerful. And she's going to talk about how to build confidence in yourselves, that any one of us can do any of those things.
And she has great experience at that. And having withered through a primary opportunity and through all of that in the 2016 lead up to the 2016 election, that had to be a life-altering experience.
Yeah,
I'd be really interested to hear her story about that. And then Daniel Pink. Daniel Pink, I believe, has been to Des Moines in the past. He is a well-regarded author. I believe I have his book called Drive, as a matter of fact. And he is also on the panel of speakers for Live to Lead.
You know, I'm really excited to learn from Daniel Pink. He's got a number of different books. His latest book is called When, with a subtitle of The Scientific Secrets of Perfect Timing. Mm. And one of the main focuses or messages of Live to Lead is about leadership. And
leadership,
how we have to be adapting and shifting to the market. And where Daniel, his message is going to be talking about what is the right timing to make changes in yourself, in your team, in your product, whatever it might be. So his concept of when, I think, is perfect timing for everything that we in the business world and the world in general are going through.
Well, that's really an interesting thought, because if your timing on change and or leadership isn't in sync with the people that you're leading, that can blow up on you.
Well, it's not just with the people. It's with your marketplace.
Right.
It's with the community, with the political nature of what's going on. You
sure
have to think about, is now the right time?
Wow. Good stuff. Daniel Pink. Also, you have adventure woman Deborah Cyril coming. And she's from Great Britain, if I understand that correctly.
You know, the story goes that John Maxwell was in the UK at an event and heard her speak. And he said, we've got to have her. She is a professional adventurer. And that just excites me to understand
what
you do. I want to know how you make money being a professional adventurer.
Yeah.
But, you know, just the confidence you have to have and taking risks, that's what she's going to talk about, is how are the risks that we take every day, how can we grow our skills in taking risks?
It is called Live to Lead. John Maxwell, Carly Fiorina, Daniel Pink, and Deborah Cyril will be doing this in a live format that is a broadcast, if you will, to multiple locations all across the United States. How long have you had to work on this? I mean, 5 years, that's kind of a, you're into this, right?
It's interesting. It's almost a 12-month process.
Yeah.
Because once you have the event, you got to start planning for the next year's event. You know, you got to get your location, your facility, your support. We have a number of great sponsors that help make this a reality, to help us market it, get the right people there. And this is a powerful thing because we want to influence the Des Moines area in central Iowa, because every one of us, now more than any time, we need greater leadership. Hmm. And it starts with us personally.
You know, you have said a seminal thing there, my friend. Leadership is so critically important. And you can lead from the negative or you can lead from the positive. It's your choice. And I think we've seen so many people, and we don't do politics on the Business News Hour for the most part, but I talk to people and business leaders every single day about business, and so many say, you know, I'm just tired of slogging through all the stuff. Let's have some clarity of thought and some real direction. And that goes from the top all the way through, not only politics, but also business.
You know, that's why I love what I do, because everybody can get into that state where we get sluggish.
Oh, stinking thinking.
And as an outsider, my job is to challenge you or the business leader, the business owner, the CEO, and your executive team to get back into the right routines. Because leadership is about how you are leading yourself and what routines do you do every day. We have the routine, hopefully, of brushing our teeth every day, and some of us comb our hair. I don't necessarily need to. But, you know, the brushing your teeth, comb your hair, those are routines we don't have to think about. Leadership is something that we have to grow and develop as well. And if we aren't focused on it, it slips away.
And Monty Wyatt, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, Action Coach Monty Wyatt. And we're talking about Live to Lead as well as some other things. We've got links to all of this, how you can get tickets and learn more about this, up on the radio blog right now, as a matter of fact, so that you can go ahead and find out more about going. But I've got really two, I think, seminal questions about not only leadership, but then we'll talk a little bit more about Live to Lead. When you talk about routines and habits, isn't it true that those leaders who are successful realize that they are on, if you will, on 24/7?
Leaders are always on stage. And that's the way I word it, is you're always on stage,
yeah,
because everybody's always watching you. And people do what people see. So if they see someone they respect or consider a leader doing something that isn't quite right, they go, well, then it must be right. Or if they see them doing something that they want to be doing, hey, they're doing it, so I guess I should do it too. So leaders are always on stage.
Always on stage. And individuals who have gone to Live to Lead in the past, do they come back?
Oh, I have. I bet there's a third of our audience, if not half of our audience, has come back every single
wow.
year. We've had over 300 each year for the last 4 years, and we're looking forward to continuing that trend and getting a few more this year.
And when you're doing the debriefing, if you will, of what people are saying about Live to Lead, what are they telling you?
Yeah, they love the learnings. And what they love the most is we have a break halfway through. They love interacting with the other
network
attendees.
With the other people.
Absolutely. This isn't just to go sit and listen to these speakers. We network. We talk about how can we implement some of these things. And one of the things that I've had about a third of the audience participate in each year is a VIP luncheon that I put on.
Oh.
And during that VIP luncheon, we actually talk about how to implement what was learned and what was taught that morning.
It's an exciting adventure. And individuals who want to be, well, get a renewed energy for their leadership skills, also build new relationships, because clearly, during the break, you have that opportunity to network with other individuals of like mind and then come away with new ideas.
Absolutely.
When people leave, Live to Lead, when they leave, are they taking things with them that they can immediately put to work in their business?
Absolutely. One of the things that we provide, every person that attends gets a workbook. And it's a great place
to
capture your notes. And one of the things that we do between each speaker is we make sure that everybody's captured some key components and the whole room is taking notes. And that's the fun part, is everybody that's there wants to improve themselves. So they are taking notes, and then they have this workbook forever. And they capture those notes, because we have different speakers every year and different concepts and messages. And so people have kept each book from each year and see their notes. I do the same thing. I have a workbook. I follow along, and I'm learning just like everybody else.
Absolutely. And one of the things about that, how do you get to be, have these habits, if you will, or have these tendencies of good leadership, and it's constant practice, and you have to refer back to something so that you make sure that you're taking advantage of what you've learned to move forward?
You know, we all can say we want to learn and grow at something, but if we don't find a way to change our behaviors, nothing will ever change. And changing a behavior in how I communicate to someone, changing behavior in how I interact or talk or send emails or have a team meeting, it's all a part of being intentional.
One final question, Monty Wyatt, ladies and gentlemen, Live to Lead. One final question. Who should come? And I know we started out with that question, but this is going to drill down into perhaps individuals who are even startups.
Yep.
How about established corporations?
Absolutely.
Team leaders?
You know, we've had people that are CEOs of major companies here in town attend. We've had executive teams attend as a group together, so they all learn and hear it the same. There's been one-person businesses that have attended because they're looking to lead themselves more effectively.
It is good stuff. It is called Live to Lead. This is the fifth generation of this here in the greater Des Moines area and all across the country, as a matter of fact. So wherever you happen to be listening to this, you might want to just check it out, because there are locations all over the United States. John Maxwell, Carly Fiorina, Daniel Pink, and Deborah Searle. It is called Live to Lead, October 12. And so if you haven't gotten your tickets, we will have locations up on the radio blog where you can find that information. Thank you, Monty.
Michael, I really appreciate the time and enjoyed the conversation.
It is always insightful to be with you, sir.
Thank you very much.